You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to get action with Action Station Aotearoa, the segment where we chat with the people campaigning for a fairer future.
Towards the end of August, secondary school outdoor education teachers were told that the course would be removed from the Education Ministry's general subject list as part of the government's proposed replacement of the National Certificate of Educational Achievement. As a result of being excluded from the list of general subjects, outdoor education, which provides direct training and pathways for students looking to enter conservation, environmental science, and outdoor tourism-related careers, would be included in the list of vocational subjects, meaning that the course curriculum would be designed by the industry skills boards instead of the Ministry of Education, stripping schools of the flexibility in designing the curriculum and removing pathways to higher education for students. For this week's Get Action, I spoke with Fiona McDonald from Education Outdoors New Zealand to discuss a petition of hers calling on the Ministry of Education to keep outdoor education in the list of secondary school general subjects. So to begin, can you please tell us about your petition and your calls to the Ministry of Education?
Yeah, so we started our petition because the Ministry of Education have removed outdoor education from the list of general subjects that they'll develop a curriculum for, the senior levels of the school, so year 11 to 12. And we were really, really disagreed with that decision. So we started this petition and we've got to just over 35,000 people and we're hoping to get to 50,000 by the time we take it to Parliament on the 21st of October. One of the reasons we're really disappointed is because we see so much value in outdoor education. It has its own distinct body of knowledge that is different from all the other subjects.
So how many students are currently enrolled in outdoor education who will be impacted by these changes?
It's a little bit hard to get exact numbers, but the data we got through some surveying was we're probably around 13,000 students across year 11 to 13. And we've seen massive growth in enrolment over the time that achievement standards have been available. We've seen, I think over the last, that period where we've had achievement standards that Outdoor Ed has been able to use, we've seen about 120% growth in Outdoor Ed.
Right, so it's a fairly large number of students who are going to get impacted by these changes.
Yes, because the changes mean at the moment, Outdoor Ed can be assessed using unit standards or achievement standards, and both count towards NCA, but only achievement standards count towards university entrance. And that means a much wider range of students take outdoor education because it's a pathway that leads on to degrees, like the Bachelor of Sustainability in Outdoor Education and ARA, teacher qualifications, environmental sustainability at UC or degrees in conservation, Massey and Lincoln. You know, there's heaps of pathways for students when the subject uses achievement standards that can be used towards university entrance.
I was just going to ask about that actually. So beyond the course itself, what impacts will this move have on vocational pathways and getting into higher education and also the job market?
So we think that if the ministry don't put us back on the general curriculum list and have the ministry develop outdoor ed as a subject, that hopefully it will be developed as a vocational subject. And what that means is it will be developed by the industry skills body. There's a new one that will be in charge of outdoor recreation. It starts on the 1st of January and we're one of 66 sectors in there. So outdoor education is just a really, really tiny component of that industry skills body. So we've got some concern about that as well and how much resource and value Outdoor Ed will get in that development process. So what that would mean is there would still be a pathway for outdoor instructors and outdoor guides, but it would be a much narrower pathway than it is now. It wouldn't be a pathway that would support students going on into tertiary study or gaining all of that kind of rich skills that open their eyes to other choices that they might have, you know, moving into conservation careers, for example.
So if I'm correct, making outdoor education vocational only would potentially limit the amount of career paths that students currently have related to the subject?
Yes. It would remove kind of the accessibility or the accessible pathway for students into those university programs, you know, the ones related to education. You know, we need more teachers, environmental science, tourism, recreation, all of those university level programs that pathway wouldn't be there anymore. So that would mean there'd be a reduction in students taking it because it wouldn't count towards the university entrance. And so the numbers would reduce down, and so schools would offer less classes, less vocational classes. And for some schools, it wouldn't be viable for them to even run it as a vocational subject, we're thinking. So the number of students both going into those varsity pathways into all of those kind of environmentally related subjects would decrease, but also the outdoor and tourism industry guides numbers would decrease as well.
So when the government and the Ministry of Education say that their planned replacement and changes to the NCEA, which include taking outdoor education out of the list of general subjects, when they say that this is designed to give students clearer pathways to jobs and further training, how does that make you feel?
It's pretty disappointing, I think. There is real value in having a strong vocational pathway, and I think, you know, that's great. I think what it does, though, is really limit the flexibility of subjects like outdoor education, where we, at the present time, cater for the widest possible range of students. So students can do outdoor ed and go on and become guides and instructors and work in the outdoor industry, or they can have a pathway that takes them into higher education, university study for all sorts of areas.
I think that's about everything from me, but is there anything else you'd like to add before you finish off the interview?
I've got a really good example, if you want an example that's come through, because we're getting lots and lots of emails. With the petition running and people commenting, and also they've been emailing just these amazing stories that have been incredibly moving, some of them. You know, a huge range of people that have credited outdoor ed with their careers, basically, and doctors, principals, engineers, all sorts of people. But I had one just today from a father talking about his daughter who's taking outdoor ed at the moment, and she's taking it along with physics, calculus, chemistry, accounting, and English. And he said in his email that outdoor ed was providing the same depth of assessments as those more traditional academic subjects. And that for her last achievement standard for outdoor education, he investigated a community environmental education project related to coastal processes, had to reach out to volunteers and professionals working in the area, and now analyse this in the context of environmental, economic and social sustainability, produce a 2,500-word report, a PowerPoint presentation and a 15-minute talk. For what she got an excellence, but I just really thought that that demonstrated the depth and the range of knowledge that is being taught and assessed in outdoor education. And she had told her father that she wouldn't have taken outdoor education if it wasn't a subject that she could use for university entrance.
And that was Fiona McDonald from Education Outdoors New Zealand talking to us about a petition calling on the Ministry of Education to keep outdoor education in the list of secondary school general subjects. If you'd like to sign this petition, you can find it on our.actionstation.org.nz under the name Stop the Government Taking Away Outdoor Education. We'll be right back after this short break. Keep it on the B.
That was Get Action with Action Station Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.